Congratulations to our Barron's Raider of the Month for the month of October, Khalil Mack, who makes his first appearance on the Silver and Black Show. When you were drafted, did the commissioner get the first name pronounced correctly? How do you pronounce your first name exactly now?
First name, you pronounce it Khalil.
Khalil. I think back then we were going with Khalil, but he got it right.
Exactly.
And you made a point of that when you got here. You wanted people to say your name correctly.
No doubt, man. My mom and dad, they always ask me, why do you let people call you that? I'm like, it's too late.
Yeah. Khalil.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about draft day. We didn't know where you're going to go. Would you go number one? Would you go two, three? You wound up falling number five to the Oakland Raiders. Take me back to that May Thursday afternoon when you were a Raider for the first time, Khalil.
It was a long day, man. I believe we went to the Play 60, and all the guys were out there. We were playing with the kids and that morning, and everything felt like it was going so slow until that moment hit. Later that night, ever since then, it's been moving fast.
It has.
It's been moving real quick.
And you're halfway through your rookie year, and everybody's got an opinion of what kind of season you're having.
No.
What's your opinion? Halfway through your season, how have you played?
Halfway through the season, I have to get better, man. I'm making strides, especially in the run defense. But certain things and certain goals that I have for myself, and I'm trying to continue to get better.
Let's talk about the run defense and setting the edge. You've made 51 tackles on the year. Four have been solos. You've been showing up in the offensive backfield a lot. So are you happy with setting in the edge, the outside guy, make sure it goes inside, and just the way you're playing run defense? Are you happy with that?
It could get better, but overall, it's been okay.
When you say get better, what areas can you get better?
As far as playing blocks a little more and shedding. And using my hands a lot more and not getting too relaxed when the ball doesn't come my way. Mm-hmm. So certain things like that.
When the ball goes the other way, you want to chase it down,
don't you? You got to chase it down.
I saw you do that at the University of Buffalo quite a bit, chase that backside back down. So what you have to do is stay home in case it bounces and comes back your way?
Exactly.
Yeah. How about the overall strength of the guys you're up against? Where I saw you in school, you were just so physically dominant. You could overpower them and just go right through them with a bull rush. Are the guys in this league a little tougher to just use pure power against?
No doubt. Guys are more athletic. Guys are a lot stronger out here. And playing against the best every week. And so you're going to have to do things to and manipulate the especially pass rushing-wise. Mm-hmm. You have to use your strengths.
All right, now pass rushing. You had 28.5 quarterback sacks at the University of Buffalo. You're looking for your first. You do have 30 pressures, which is the third most in the entire National Football League. So how close are you coming to sacking the quarterback? Is that a big deal to you, or are times or pressures as good as sacks?
It's real big when you can get to the quarterback and try to take the ball away and get the ball in the offensive end. So I feel like that part of my game, if I get to the quarterback and I'm able to try to separate him from the ball, it'll help the team out a lot more.
I've seen some big hits, though. You lit up Tom Brady pretty good and forced a bad throw. You lit up Brian Hoyer pretty good and forced a bad throw. So you're getting there, and you're getting your hits on these guys.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the goal, to get to them and, make them feel you and think about the next play. You coming off the edge and trying to get him again.
You know, last week in Seattle, I think it was back-to-back plays. For the first time I saw you really use the shoulder dip, trying to get low, trying to come around the edge, trying to bend a little bit. Is that a move you're trying to incorporate in your repertoire now?
Yeah, it's something that's always been a part of me, bending, and trying to get low enough, especially with the tall tackles and trying to make them bend and using that to my advantage.
Even though you're saying, you got to get better in several areas, I've read a lot of quotes from coaches the Raiders have played this year, like Bill O'Brien and Mike Pettine in Cleveland and Pete Carroll, the defending Super Bowl champions, and quarterbacks, Carson Palmer, lavish praise, Brian Hoyer of the Cleveland Browns, lavish praise. Have you read those? And what do you, when Pete Carroll's saying you're a dominant player, you're going to play in this league for a long time, that has to make you feel good.
I mean, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling personally. But even then, you know deep down what you need to get better at. And so those are great things to hear. But overall, you want to go out and win. That's a part of the process as well.
I remember shortly after you were drafted and you got here, you said, I want to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. That was your goal right away, which I love. We haven't had one since Charles Woodson when he was a rookie in 1998. And there's some guys having great years. Anthony Barr's having a great year in Minnesota, and a few others. Aaron Donald and C.J. Mosley and Kyle Fuller are having good years. Is that still your goal? And do you think halfway through it that's something you can reach to be the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yes, sir. Only reason that was one of my main goals is because your rookie season is the only season that you can get it. And so I feel like if you have a good enough season, being this my first season, it'll be yours. And so I'm working hard, and I'm just doing my part and trying to get wins. And if that still happens to happen, that's always a major bonus.
You also said, when you said you wanted to be Defensive Rookie of the Year, that they gave you a list of quarterbacks you wanted to sack, and you mentioned Peyton Manning right away.
No doubt.
Obviously in the AFC West, and he's the guy with all the records. So you're still looking for your first sack. No better time than to get your first sack than against number 18 on Sunday, huh?
No doubt about it, man. Everybody's been talking about it, and we just look forward to playing against the best.
As you're getting ready for him, and all he does at the line of scrimmage, you played against Tom Brady, and he does a lot, but is your mind and you're thinking what he's doing when he gets up there and he's pointing and moving and sliding everybody around, what are your keys to playing this guy on Sunday?
Your keys are to just stay consistent, especially rushing the passer, and stay consistent against the run. I know if you play the run sound and try to take the run out of the game, we'll be able to have him drop back a lot more. And hopefully he holds it for us a little bit.
And be ready for those pick plays if they put you in coverage, because they like to scissor their wide receivers.
Khalil
Mack,
yes,
welcome to the Oakland Raiders, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Having
great.
A magnificent rookie of the year, and maybe could be the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Speaking of the pick plays or rub plays, whatever you call them, Jim Plunkett will come back on the Silver and Black Show, and we'll break them down at the Chalk Talk.